Welcome to my 200th podcast episode. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast to episode number 200. Wow, 200 episodes. I can't quite believe it. I mean, sounds like a lot, but also I guess I can believe it because it's been a while since I started this podcast. So first of all, thank you very much for tuning into this episode, this special episode. And as always, I appreciate your time and your attention. I know how valuable your time is. So if you're taking out a little bit of time out of your day to listen to this episode, I really do appreciate that. Thank you very much. And if you are someone that has listened to my podcast for a while, again, an extra just special thank you. I really do enjoy making this podcast. And as I'm going to talk about today, it's not a huge performer. I don't, you know, I'm not in the top charts for my podcast, and that's fine. That's not why I do this. So I really do enjoy producing this content and hearing the feedback and hearing that people enjoy listening. So if you're one of these people that has been listening for a while, thank you very much for your long-term support. Or if you're brand new, thank you for tuning in. It's great to have you as well. Now for this episode, you can find the blog post and show notes for this episode at paulminers.com/200. And so let's wind the clock back a little bit. I want to talk about some of the lessons that I've learned recording these 200 episodes. And I started my podcast back in May 2015, and I was still working full time. I was trying to, you know, quote, make it, creating content and starting an internet business. And a lot has changed in that time. But the podcast, I'd say, is one thing that's remained pretty consistent. While the numbers remain pretty steady, I enjoy showing up each week and sharing a thought or an idea that may benefit a few people. And so for this episode, yeah, I wanted to highlight some of the lessons that I've learned. And the first lesson really is along that line, is the value of consistency. Whenever I get asked about the advice I'd give to someone starting a business from scratch, but really this applies to lots of different things really, consistency is a key word that I really like to use. You've probably heard me and others kind of share similar advice in the past, but I think it's very applicable to creating content. No matter what you're trying to do, if you show up each week, each day to perform and deliver, you will reach your goal eventually. And when I started my podcast in May 2015, I had very few listeners and my business was barely even a thing. I actually went back and looked at my spreadsheets that month. In fact, I have a spreadsheet. Let me just give you some context here. I have a spreadsheet that I use to break down the sales and income I've received every month and then my expenses. And this goes back to April 2015. So right the month before I started my podcast. So during that second month, having started my income and sales report spreadsheet, in that month I made $95.57. So I wouldn't have even described my business as a business at that point. It was really just a side project. And it was like a, okay, let's start this thing. Let's see if I can make something here and start a business producing content and my blog and my podcast and see what I can do here. You know, I've seen other people do similar things. And so, yeah, that month that I started the podcast, the same month, I made $95. And that just goes to show, like, I guess how long I've been doing this. At that time, I was still a year and a half away from making enough money to justify quitting my job and running my business full time. So from starting the podcast to actually getting to the point where I was like, yeah, I could actually do this as a full time thing, it was actually a year and a half. And so when you start something, it takes a long time to get going, to build momentum, to see any progress. And this is why I think most people quit. But when you're consistent, you're able to persist along that long, flat growth curve until you finally reach the point where the curve starts to incline and kind of hit that exponential curve. And it's not just about being consistent for my audience. I do it for myself as well. To this day, the podcast, as I said, I don't hit big numbers. It's not a vital part of my business. I don't need to make the podcast to get clients or to generate revenue, but I enjoy the process. I enjoy the consistency and the discipline that it takes to produce something each week. And some weeks I have no idea what to produce. And this blog and the podcast that I produce, it forces me to tap into my creative brain and to come up with something valuable to say. So I think consistency, it's useful for me, but it's obviously very useful for my listeners, you as well. Number two is, my second lesson is, don't worry about the numbers. As I mentioned, like, my podcast is not a smash hit. I'm pretty far from Joe Rogan status, and that's okay. I don't make the podcast with the goal of growing huge numbers. As I've shared before, one of the reasons I actually make the podcast is because it doesn't take much effort, as funny as that sounds. Each week, I write a blog post, and that's where most of the work happens, is coming up with the idea, writing the blog, getting my thoughts down in a clear way. And once the blog is done, it doesn't take much extra effort to turn on the microphone and turn it into a piece of content for people to enjoy as a podcast as well. Like, I've spent the last hour writing this piece, preparing for this episode. I turned on the microphone, less than 10 minutes ago, 5, 10 minutes ago. And once I'm done, that's basically it. It takes me let's say 15 to 20 minutes all up to produce the podcast. But most of the work is done in the writing. So that's what I mean when I say it doesn't take much extra effort to produce this podcast. And I've dabbled in sponsorships in the past. Right now, I don't have any advertisers on the show. And this keeps the process very easy to manage as well. If I wanted, I could put a lot more effort into marketing and growing the show. I know this is something I could do a lot better. But to be honest, I'm happy with the level that I'm at. Growing the show would be cool, but it doesn't really bother me. I make the show because it's fun, because it allows me to learn new technology, and because I like repurposing my content to be consumed in multiple ways so that my readers or my listeners can, they don't have to read the post, they can listen instead. And so my takeaway here is that you don't always have to do something to hit big numbers to grow and hit a big chart. That's not the measure of success that I'm using here. You can choose to do something for whatever reason makes sense to you. And my third lesson is that good enough is better than not at all. Customers of my How to Become a Virtual Consultant program, this is the program where I teach people how I've built my consulting business, they often ask me how to get started with YouTube or a blog or a podcast, because it's something I talk about in the program, is how I market myself through content. And a lot of people procrastinate from producing content because what they feel that what they have to say or the quality of the content might not be good enough. And let me make one thing clear. If you are thinking about starting a YouTube channel, making videos, a blog, a podcast, whatever content you are thinking of doing, that first piece of content that you create is probably going to suck. I'm sorry, but that's okay. I don't want to put you off either. I hope I'm not putting you off. But the point I'm trying to make is that when I look back at some of the early videos I made or podcast that I recorded, I physically cringe. The lighting is terrible. I was using my built-in MacBook camera. The whole thing screamed amateur. But I don't know a single creator that hasn't had the same experience. It's part of the process. I would call it a rite of passage. And even now, I sometimes look at the things I produce and question, is this good enough? Is this acceptable? We can always do better. But the only way to improve is to be consistent, as I mentioned before, and learn from every piece of content that you create. The process will get easier, it'll get faster, the quality will improve, as long as you make it start. Even if you think the content sucks, this is better than not starting at all. In fact, it's a prerequisite. You have to start so that you can get better. And that's really what separates the people that make it from the people that don't. So, that's my little episode to celebrate 200. I hope you found this useful. As always, head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/200. Leave me a comment if you have any questions, thoughts, feedback. I always love hearing from you. Again, one more time, thank you very much for listening to this episode and all the previous episodes if you have been a long-time listener. And I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.